Stand by for the Dollar Doctors coming up next on KB Radio. While Willard and Peter warm up their computers, a reminder that for years, the Dollar Doctors have presented free, useful workshops describing their supply and demand approach to the market. Many have attended these strictly educational workshops and have learned about this methodology that's been around for 100 years and works as well today as ever. The Dollar Doctors use this supply and demand method to help determine the probable future trend of any stock or mutual fund. Over the years, hundreds of attendees have used this method to better make unemotional decisions on when to buy and when to sell. You may be among those who, while listening to the Dollar Doctors, have watched the very charts they're discussing. The supply and demand method has many advantages, but one disadvantage, it does require vigilance and can be time-consuming if you really want to feel that you're on top of your assets. That's why over time, some of Willard and Peter's listeners have asked them to manage their investment portfolios as well as their 401ks. Sapriston Asset Management now manages investments for several hundred clients who found it comforting to know that Sapriston Asset Management is watching over their financial well-being and who feel a time-consuming burden's been lifted from their shoulders. If you've ever considered having Sapriston Asset Management help you with your investment decisions, you can easily get full information with no obligation by calling Peter or Willard at 854-7541. They'll be glad to inform you of the many ways they can help. That phone number again, 716-854-7541, or call toll-free at 800-879-7541. And now here are the Dollar Doctors.
Good morning. It's Willard Sapriston.
And Peter Greco.
Saturday, May 19th, 2018 on ESPN 1520. Give us a ring at 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. We are on every Saturday live, rebroadcast 12 to 1 Saturday night on this station, and live and streaming on our website and archived on our website, Sapriston, SAPERSTON.com. So right now, call us, 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541. Sapriston Asset Management, member FINRA SIPC, registered with MSRB RIA. We manage accounts, the whole ball of wax. And we apparently have a sort of chat room thing on our website, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go to sapriston.com and you go to Dollar Doctor and you go to the bottom.
Well, you go to the Dollar Doctor and the tab comes down and says live streaming. You click on live streaming, go to the bottom. There's a little chat box there. We do appreciate the calls because it's a lot easier to answer questions and kind of go into more detail when somebody calls. But if you don't want to call, try the chat box there. Put a symbol in. If you do put a symbol in, let us know whether you own it, you're looking to buy it, you're looking to sell it. And we can analyze it, at least knowing, what position you are in the stock. So you can go to the Dollar Doctor tab on sapriston.com. And once you hit the tab, it says live streaming, hit live streaming, go to the bottom, and you can put in a symbol or ask a question there. Right now, all the phone lines are wide open. Very easy to give us a call, 803-1520, or toll-free, 800-879-7541. And we will, usually go to the chat box when nobody's on the phone.
There are three symbols on the chat box.
Oh, there are, really?
From Bill. And I was just wondering if you, because it was 3 hours ago, if you got up and you loaded it up with a few symbols.
Not me.
Not you. These aren't your kind of stocks. So.
Well, it says right up top, 0 minutes ago, so, right, or whatever.
No, this thing said three.
3 minutes ago, so
yeah,
someday.
There.
So while we're waiting for phone calls, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Don't wait until the end of the show. I think we left somebody on the line last week, so do give us a call. And was there a symbol there, a few symbols?
How about GNL?
GNL.
George Nancy Larry.
GNL. I'm not familiar with that
Global Net Lease. I thought it was an income business. It pays 11%. Chart is in a downtrend. Had a high 2 years ago of 28. Is currently at 18. 200-day at 19, so you're below the 200.
Where did it close at, anyway?
Closed at 18.58.
Yeah, so you want to see it above the 200-day, which it says, what, 19-something,
74? 3 quarters.
3 quarters, 19, yeah. 3 quarters. So you want to see it above that.
And when you look at a trend, it's declining.
Did the person say whether it was owned or
no,
bought?
No, he just said, I have three symbols for
it. Oh, okay. Yeah, because, I mean, it ran up almost to the downtrend line. It kind of died and just started turning back down again.
Speaking of which, why do these trend lines seem to work? Why do stocks go up and then come down, or they come down to the trend and turn around again?
It has something to do with the planets.
Well, it has to, because they're just drawn at certain angles, right?
Know,
they're
know.
At angles, but they seem to be.
Right, yeah, I know.
It's,
I mean, years ago, there was a man called Gann, and he always said the 45-degree angle was the most important. Now, whether that came from point and figure charts or some other method he came up with, but it's
Gann angles. It's I have his book.
Yeah, but it's a 45-degree angle, really, you know, and works sometimes. Nothing works perfectly all the time, but, you know, it's amazing how many times it will hit a trend line and stop there.
If we were going to buy GNL, we would want it to go above the downtrend, right?
Yeah, so at a minimum.
Which, by the way, is also above the 200.
Yeah, so you want to see it above the 200. Doesn't mean this stock won't go up. That's the way we're analyzing it. Tomorrow, the thing could shoot right up for all we know. But the way we're looking at it, we don't like it under the 200-day. We don't like lower highs and lower lows all the way down. And, you know, and the real support for the stock's quite a ways down. Right? Where is it down?
16.
At? 16, yeah. You know. So if you want to take the risk down to there, you know, you could do that. Or you could say, hey, if it comes down closer to that, then I could put a stop in under 16, and I'm willing to take the risk. So you have to decide whether it's worthwhile or not.
L-I-T-E, Larry Iglutom Edward.
L-I-T-E.
I was stopped out of this
Were
stock
you?
Back in the 40s, and now it's 61. How do you think I feel?
1940?
No. Oh. I was stopped out
no.
down here when
yeah,
it broke right below 50.
Well, hey, but, you know, but where was the original sell?
Yeah, well, that was a fast sell. You see,
fast sell.
Slip,
okay,
went down
yeah,
real
right.
quick. Yeah.
That was like the final washout. You know.
Yeah, of course. And
so
I got washed out.
So it turned back up. And now it's coming back down to test the previously broken down trend line.
Yep.
So you certainly want to see it start holding here. Where's the 200-day right
57,
now?
57.
And where to close?
62.
All right, so it's above the 200-day, so I'd use that 200-day if I'm interested in that. This is a key point for it. You want to see it bounce off here, you know. So, you know, to me, as long as you're willing to take the risk down the 57, might be a play in here. And the potential target on it's probably pretty good, I would guess.
86.
86, for what it's worth.
For
that's
what
the point
it's
and figure target.
Good morning, Victor. Good morning.
Oh, charts. That I liked. I actually acted on one of them this past week. Nike, which I didn't act on, was the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be a nice breakout off of consolidation. This thing's had a nice little run here. What do you think?
Looks very nice.
It looks beautiful.
From what I can see.
And it broke to
here.
A new high, and it has a price objective of 79. I mean, it's the kind of thing you would buy and write puts on, right, or something?
Me or something. No, I wouldn't buy it and write puts on. I sell a put and
sell a put. That's sort of yeah. For writing a put is selling a put.
Yeah.
Okay. I know nothing about options. Remember that.
You know options. Come on. You're a smart guy.
Peter is.
No. Every time somebody calls and wants to do an option trade, I go nuts. I said because we do that very rarely.
Here's the one I acted on. Okay, I'm fooling around with different companies that I follow on a weekly basis, and I end up doing Halliburton. I put in a buy stop at 53.70. It was trading about 53.10. Perfect cup and handle on this thing. Perfect. Put it in at 53.70. It hit on Thursday with volume. I end up getting it. And then it ran to 54.23 or something. And I looked at the options, and getting back to what Wheeler said, I actually sold a two-day covered call, the 54.50s, and collected 31 cents on it. So I collected, I've got some appreciation. I got about 70 basis points on the on the common, and I ended up at the option went zero yesterday, so I collected another 310 on it, and I'm looking. I just want this as a short term play. I think I'm gonna sell at the money's going out a week or two on Monday. I thought it was a quick trade. I just absolutely love the chart. And then I looked in the account, and there it was. What do you think of that chart? I know it's got some upside resistance.
It's got significant breakout there, that's for sure.
It had what we call a quadruple breakout, which is very powerful. Price objective, $60.
$60, and not any higher than
on
60,
point and figure.
Well, that's what you get for the price objective, you know.
What do you think of the initial? You think that's a textbook cup handle?
Don't know. I'm not looking at the bar chart.
Yeah, we're not.
Willard's a Bill O'Neill fan. He knows all about cup and handle.
But I don't have the screen up right now.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I love cup and handle. I search for those and then, you know, get in further on the fundamentals.
And then you go to the high. So the high point of the high point on the handle when I put the buy-in was, like I say, 53.60, and I end up getting it at 53.70. And then when I hit and I saw it in the account, I looked on the volume that day, and I said, this thing's going to take an additional run. It runs to 54 and change, and I looked at these 54.50s, and you know, I'm a small ball guy. I like small ball. That's my wheelhouse. I love small ball. I bought sold the 54.50, collected the 310, the 31 cents on it. And now I'm going to do maybe an at the money on Monday, maybe going out a week or two. If I could pull out 1,200 on it, for 2 weeks, it's a nice play.
No question.
Extremely.
Exactly.
And it looks like it's going to go up, which will fit right into your plans.
What do you think? I've been long the XLE for 2 years now. Mm-hmm. What would be your... I want a nickel and dime with some covered calls. Where would you sell your covered call on that one going out two, three weeks? 80?
Hold on.
How likely do you think it is to hit 80?
Pretty likely. If it goes to 79,
right.
You have a spread triple breakout, which is pretty good stuff.
So you could see an 80 getting. Yeah, I really don't want to lose it.
And you have a price objective though. Point and figure of 105.
Wow, yeah. XLE and XOP have really been moving. The XOP, same thing. Look at that chart. That's your 45-degree angle up.
Looking, waiting on the computer.
That's life. Life is waiting.
Well, life is waiting, yeah. Yeah, that's nice. That would have a real breakout at 45, close at 43.
Nice chart, though, huh?
Nice chart.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. You guys are the best. Nice show. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
Take care. You're listening to the Dollar Doctors. Call us live show Saturday morning, 803-1520, 803-0324, or 800-879-7541. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, guys.
You're early. Tremendous.
Oh, I am. I figured I'd get in early this morning.
Hey, that's all right. We could use it.
I'm always busy on a Saturday morning.
Oh, no question.
I'll try to get you in there. I got a couple that I'm looking to buy, and I want to get your opinion how it looks technically at this point. The first one is BABA.
Baba. Alibaba.
It's been consolidating for a bit and looks to be building strength.
Hmm. It's got to get past 200, 204 to really go.
200, 204, okay.
Yeah, it hit resistance, it pulled back.
It's above the 50-day, which is good. So are you a long-term guy?
Oh, yeah.
Price objective.
I'd look at it for years.
Price objective, 218.
Okay.
And you'd have to be long-term to see that, probably.
Okay, but I believe it's got a lot of support. The moving averages, I think, are in the mid 180s.
180 for the 200, 184 for the 50.
Okay. So what do you think about getting it now and using that for exit point? Would you like to see
using
it
what?
Lower?
You're going to use the 50-day as an exit point?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't find the problem with
that's
that.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
All right. The other one I'm looking at is Tencent, TCEHY.
T TCEHY.
Same thing with that one. Been consolidating for a while.
Where are you getting your ideas from?
I'm sorry?
Where are you getting your ideas? New high list, most active?
No, I just for these ones here, Willard, I like them because they have long-term growth prospects. So I always, you know, stocks that that I believe have long-term growth prospects, I basically watch them, and I'm looking for, basically I buy them based on trends. Like if they break out or consolidate, you know, breaking above the 200 moving average, that sort of thing.
200 at 50 bucks, 10 cent, 50-day at 52.76, closed at 52.22. So that is all good.
Okay. So would you maybe look at buying it now and use a 200 maybe as a support?
I would probably buy it now and stop it at 46 or 47. Let me look at another chart. So you put stops in when you buy?
Yes.
Well, that tells a different picture, doesn't it, Peter? Yeah, 47 stop.
47.
Yeah. You go to a half box on point and figure.
Okay. All right. I just want to ask your opinion on one oil stock.
Mm-hmm. Go 46 on that stop.
I'm sorry?
Do 46 on the stop.
46.
Because if you go to the left, there's a 47. It could just hit there and turn around.
Okay. What do you guys generally think of these two? Do you guys hold them at all? Or?
I hold them in some accounts.
Okay.
So I have not sold them.
Okay. I think they're good long growth prospects anyway.
I worry about the political situation, and you will note that China just landed a bomber on that, where they built that island out of nothing, you know, with fill.
They put
an airstrip in an airport because they want to expand their territory, and they just landed today or yesterday their first bomber. Huh. And you got the whole tariff thing. So
you keep those things on the back of your mind then?
Well, it's cause for worry. But you're still in a global economy, and we can't really afford to irritate them, and they can't really afford to irritate us.
Right. Yeah. Well, I thank you for your thoughts on that then, Willie. I want to ask you your opinion on one oil stock that I do hold, and it's Marathon MPC. Now, that one, I don't know how closely you follow that, but they announced that they're buying another refiner. I believe they're called Endeavor.
Oh, they're one buying Endeavor, huh?
Yeah. And so when that was announced, they took a little pretty good size hit.
Yep.
So
got down to 71 on that. And now it's 79.5, 50 day at 75. So, you know, came right back.
Yeah, that one, chart looks nice.
So are you saying do you hold it or do you want to buy it?
I'm holding it right now, but when I saw that move, I thought, you know what, I better keep an eye on this one. So I'm a little concerned about it now, and I just want to see what you guys think of it, you know, looking at it technically there.
Well, basically, to me, it came back very quickly from that.
Within
recovered.
Two or three days.
Yeah, I mean, to me, that just says, you know, you never know. What happens is either those are smart people or those are those stupid computer programs. So, don't know.
If you go to a half box point and figure chart, you'll see very good support at 78.5.
78.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would you guys use it as an exit point on that then?
Well, I have it in a few accounts. I have not considered any exit point because it would be 74. And then your uptrend is 73. That's not a place to sell. And as long as you think oil is continuing to move along, I think you'll be fine.
Okay, so you're pretty comfortable with that.
Well,
okay.
I'm not comfortable with anything on Wall Street.
Good point. Okay, guys, great talking to you.
Well, appreciate the call.
Thanks, Dan. Have a good weekend there.
Take care.
Have a great day.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Willard Saperston, Peter Greco, The Dollar Doctors, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management, FINRA SIPC, MSRB, RIA. Website, Saperston, SAPERSTON.com. And that has our live and streaming. That has our chat room to leave questions about stocks. That has free economic research every Saturday morning, except for next Saturday, from Stone and McCarthy. And they do talk this morning about what are the odds of a recession coming. And they don't think it's great, but they're bringing it up, which I think is important. And we're going to go back to RYAM, which was a chat room stock or question.
RYAM.
If I wrote it down right, I don't follow that.
It might be Rayonier.
Rayonier, sure, might be.
Is that it?
It's Rayonier Advanced
Materials, yep. Yeah.
And it's got a good relative strength.
Yeah, it looks like score, a nice,
and
nice
the,
chart.
It broke the downtrend at 16 and closed around 19. 50-day at 20, 200-day at 17, price objective 34. I like that.
Yeah.
And are they a chemical company? Yeah. Yeah. Chemicals are strong.
Yeah. You'd look for it. Where'd you say it closed at? Yeah. Should have good
support. Closed at 1930.
Yeah, should have good support in the 17 area.
Yeah.
Yeah. That 17. One I like. That one looks nice.
I like
nice.
That,
yeah.
And it broke the downtrend, which I like.
Definitely. Risk-reward looks good. Based on the point and figure
As
chart.
I always say to clients when they come in, do you want a stock that's in a downtrend or do you want a stock that seems to be moving up?
And the nice part about it is that, I mean, it's got short-term overhead resistance at
22.
But after that,
after
you
that,
can go in the low 30s probably, yeah, you know. Yeah.
The I do have a comment to make.
What's that?
Well, people make fun of people like you that are technical analysts. And when's the last time you went to an orthopedic guy and had an x-ray of your knees or your back or whatever, and then he put the x-ray up and he looked at the picture? And this is what this means, and this is what that means. In fact, when you go to any doctor today, even if they do an EKG, they're looking at a picture, and the picture says 1,000 words. And
exactly.
That's all we do here with stocks.
Yep. It tells
so
the story.
Make fun all you want. But all the doctors look at pictures, and where are the dollar doctors? No, you have to look at a picture. That's no, all we're doing.
Yeah. And it always helps because, you know, every stock has its own personality. You get to know how it moves, the volatility, where people have been buying it, where they've been selling it. And it gives you a little bit of a picture. It doesn't predict anything, really. All right.
No.
In other words, you can't bet 100% on anything, but you can always look at it for where has it been and what kind of stock is it? What kind of movements does it make?
So this Rainier was at $6 in 2016. Now it's 19, whatever it is. The picture looks good. Now you go look at the earnings. How much debt do they have? And the sector, chemicals, is that a good or bad sector? Are other chemical companies like Eastman Chemical going up? I think they are. And you have half a chance to make some money, right? Again, do your own research, but
there
that's what we look at. And you can call us now at 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541.
Phone lines are wide open, or you can go to the Saperstein.com website, Dollar Doctor tab, check out live streaming. And down at the bottom, there's a chat box. You can put in the symbol.
Tab says, does he buy, sell, or hold Disney? I almost put an order in this morning for someone to buy Disney. I was looking at it. It looked pretty good to me. And MU, he owns. And
you got hit. You better take a look at it.
I put a stop on MU this morning.
Did you?
Yeah. Going through someone's account.
Now what's the chart look like?
Yeah. Yeah, you would ask.
You're busy talking. You told everybody, look at the chart.
No, I don't have that.
And you're going off the top of your head.
But I was using a different chart that showed a certain low, and I went put the stop below that low. We'll look at a point and figure. MU is a great company, but as Bill O'Neill said, the only good company is one that goes up. The only good stock is one that goes up.
Yeah, it's part of the risk-on, risk-off trade. When they get nervous about the market, they hit the semiconductors, they hit some of the technology stocks. I think that was the result.
You know, 50-day is 52.50 with the last trade at 53.39, so you're okay. I didn't sell it. I just put a stop on it. And we'll look at a half-box chart and see if we get any better definition. on MU because this Tom owns it.
And it ran right into the downtrend line.
Yeah, in the 200 days, 43. Down. So you'd have to wait quite
a while. Got a long way down for the 200 day, that's for sure.
If you're a long-term guy, I guess you hold on to it, but I would be more of a maybe 49 and a half or something.
What, on a sell? Sell it, you mean?
Stop.
Stop it, 49 and a half, yeah.
Of course, there's support at 51 if it doesn't hold there.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes you take the, if you can take the risk, you put it under the whole number 50, you know, put it somewhere under there, you know. But
Or sell half.
Yeah.
If you have a lot.
I don't know if he owns it or.
No, he owns it.
Oh, he owns
he
it.
Said
okay,
he owns
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
He
and
said he owns
as far as Disney goes, it's been stuck in the mud.
Yeah, but it's starting to look
better.
It's
a great company. I've heard that before.
No, it's a great name. We grew up watching Walt Disney. I don't want to put our age. Remember that it was on Sunday nights? And that was the big program.
I used to love the Mickey Mouse Club, you know.
So. Oh my God!
And Annette
you admit that on the radio?
Annette Funicello.
Oh, that's another. She was older than us.
Right.
Disney, you'd stop at 97 if you bought it, and price objective 117 with a close at 103. It's been doing a little better, 50 day at 101. So you're above the 50. You're above the 200, sort of. So you still have an inverted yield curve. I was going to buy more Disney for this client, and then when I saw the inverted yield curve, I said, "Eh."
But you know, I mean,
meaning the 50-day was lower than the 200.
I mean, I think it's probably okay to buy. You know, and the other thing is that aren't they involved in buying somebody out or something?
Yes, but they're constantly buying somebody out.
Yeah, I forgot what the deal was, and you know, I guess you have to keep an eye on that. But you know, I think it's a very well run company, no question about it,
with great products.
Yeah, and you know,
they said the Disney theme park in California makes more than any theme park in the world.
And it's amazing, really. Yeah. You know, so
I mean, because of the name, I'm sure.
Yeah, I think you know, if you're a long term person, you know, I think it's okay to buy. You know, so.
Good morning, Art.
Good morning. How are you fellas today?
I saw your IMMU up in the 20s.
I sent the note as a guest 4876 on the chat box. Did you get it?
Well, don't let's not go too heavy on the computers here.
Oh, okay.
IMMU, and then I'll go back and look at the chat box.
Right. Price closed at 20.99, up $2 for the week.
Price objective 25. Chart looks terrific. And
that's
whether
great.
It's on the chat box... If I know what I'm doing, your guest 4876.
Yeah, do I always get the same guest number if I send different chats at
Listen,
different days?
Listen, I know nothing about computers.
Oh well.
Well, if you always do get the same guest number, then somebody's watching you.
Yes.
Okay.
I wouldn't
All
use
right.
it anymore.
Okay. You were talking to somebody about MU, so mine is IMMU, right?
Yeah.
No, yeah, I mean, you
would hold on to it.
They're doing fine. I've got a guy who's a great technician. He's got 25 and 30 as targets on it, you know. So.
Oh, that's terrific.
Sort of point and figure, 25.
Yeah, because since I bought it, it's a tenfold. I bought it at $2.12. So.
Well, we can't all be that.
That one's a good one.
But you're patient, you see.
I am patient. I've had that. I actually toured the facility in Morris Plains, and you know, years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I held on to it. It was to help pay for my niece's college education. Well, she's finished college for at least 8 years now. So.
And you never sold it. You never sold it.
Never sold it. No, I figured, let me hang on. If they get something against cancer, that'd be wonderful.
Well, that worked out very well, no question. It still looks good. Still looks good.
Okay, and you say about 25 right now, is it?
Yeah, 25 is next reasonable target on it, yeah.
Very good, very good. All right, thanks a lot. Enjoying
good
your show.
Good talking to you. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Art. Yeah. Take care. That's Art from New Jersey. We're going to break.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors. Every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctor shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors.
We're back, Willard Sapristan. And?
Oh, I was supposed to do an and again?
I don't know. Peter Greco.
I never do that in the middle of the
Saturday,
show.
May 19th, 2018 at 10:30, ESPN 1520. Give us a ring. We're live at 803-1520 or 800-879-7541. Sapristan Asset Management is FINRA, member of FINRA, SIPC, MSRB, RIA, and free economic research at the website Sapristan, SAPERSTON.com. With, what else do we do with the website? Live and streaming. So when I'm in Florida, I can listen to the show. I can spy on Peter and David.
Very good.
And then I can send a little note up if
they've
forgotten to do something.
To get me upset.
And then, of course. I'm always there.
It's like a Monday morning quarterback.
I'm always there to stick the knife in. Good morning, David.
Good morning. This is going to be for Peter here.
Okay, good.
Well, not yet. I have a long-term option on Visa coming due in June. I've never usually held these for a long time. I'm wondering, as we're getting closer to the due date, is it going to erode drastically or stay the same? Or
what's the strike price on it?
It's an 80.
An 80?
Yeah.
So you're deep in the money.
Oh, I'm deep in the money. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. So, what's it trading at?
132.
Yeah.
No, I mean, what's the option trading?
Oh. I don't know right now. I'm in the car.
Well, see if I. No, in other words, you got a strike option at 80, right? And it should be worth theoretically $52, right?
Right.
So you have to take a look at what that premium is. I wouldn't think the premium for something so deep in the money would be very high. I mean, obviously, premiums as you get closer do start deteriorating, right?
Right.
But they're going to deteriorate more for something that's close. In terms of having a high premium, something that would have a high premium.
Yeah, I don't. I think it's only worth like 46.
Seems odd.
Really?
And closed at
80.
129.
Oh, 129. So, be 49. And it's 46.
Well, yeah, that's right. Okay, well, 46.
Well, then I wouldn't
but
worry.
But it's maybe
too much
not an 80 even. Maybe it's an 82 or 83 you've got there.
Yeah.
Doesn't make sense to be trade. But I'd say, what should it be worth? Subtract 80 from what the price is. And if the premium's not too much, I probably wouldn't worry about
Subtract the strike price.
Okay,
or the strike price.
Basically, from get rid of it a couple of days before it's due?
Yeah, may as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I don't want to take.
No.
I have the stock, so I'm doing well with that, too. And I just bought this as a flyer, and it worked out quite well. Mm-hmm. So.
Very well. Very good flyer.
Yeah.
You're all pretty right. Good, David. I got to tell you that.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Take care.
Give us a ring. The Dollar Doctors, 803-1520 or 1-800-879-7541 or 803-0324. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Willard and Peter. Enjoy your show very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I have two stocks that I'd like you to take a look at. The first one is Alcoa, and it's AA.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone off the end of the charts.
It's amazing. It came back from the dead.
Came back. It was dead forever. Closed at 50.83. 47 is the 200-day moving average, and 50.71 is the 50-day. Are you thinking of selling it, or you're worried that it'll go back down?
Well, both.
Ah.
Yeah, to me, technically, you got a very short-term potential sell signal there. Right now,
at 49, it's pretty much
right.
Of a sell.
And
but I would only sell half.
Sell part of
it. Chart looks.
Yeah. I might sell part of it just in case that's a real valid sell signal. And below the 200-day, which is what, 47?
47, 37.
I'd be out.
So you'd be out at like 46 and a half-ish.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Do your own research.
Oh, yes, sir.
It's just our feeling.
Because we could be wrong.
Exactly.
That doesn't happen too often.
Well, we appreciate that.
Well, that comes from 40 years of looking at pictures, right?
And working hard.
It's yeah. Very true. Very true.
The other one I have is Arconic, and the symbol on that is ARNC, and that's the old Alcoa.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't even recognize that. Holy cow.
Well, that closed at 18. And that looks sick.
Looks terrible.
Yeah, it is.
Should have been out of that a while ago.
And yeah. The first sell signal really came at 22. If it dropped to 16.5, it would be what we call a spread double bottom sell. The 200 days at 24, 50 day at 21. So you're below all the moving averages.
Yeah. So now it's more like, is it going to be the bottom? Who knows? You know, that's the problem.
Now, if we were looking to buy something like that, we would wait on a point and figure for the zeros to turn around to X's, and we would set the computer to give us an alert. When it turns, maybe that was the bottom. Now, point and figure is what they call a three-box reversal system. So at this price range, it would have to go up $1.50 to change columns, and then you might have put a bottom in. But right now, there's no evidence there is a bottom. And the stop would be under the last low in 2016, which was about 17. So that's where we come up, 16.5, I'd be out.
Well, it looks like since it started trading, it made a round trip, you know. It's right back to where it started.
Started, yeah.
And so this is the key. You know, it's got to hold right here. It could, you know, but like I say, if it should drop not much more.
As Peter says in the office, this is do or die time.
Right. So, I mean, it could be this stock's now in a giant trading range, if you want to be optimistic, and say it's between 16 and 31, you know, because it made a round move to 31, back to 16, you know. But, yeah, you don't want to see it much lower here.
Okay, gents. Thank you very much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks
Thank you
for the call,
calling.
Joe.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Thank you. Okay, take care.
So you're listening to Willard Saperson, Peter Greco, The Dollar Doctors Live, Saturday, May 19th. Show brought to you by Saperson Asset Management from Recipic, MSRB, RIA, etc.
And I know what I was trying to say about those options before. When you buy deep out of the money options, then that premium deteriorates like
right.
anything.
There is no. There's, yeah, and yeah, sometimes you're,
no
called,
premium,
you're called
yeah.
anyways.
Right.
Because
yeah.
it's so, yeah, so. I'm surprised he hasn't been
yeah,
called.
Yeah.
But then, as I said before, I know nothing about options.
Well, the way they work is like a lottery for calling, and I guess he won the lottery. He never got called.
Trying to see if there's anything on the chat room. Well, let's see when this was. HQY, 6 days ago. Guess we handled that last week.
I think so.
RMB but, six yeah. days ago.
But anyway, the phone number's to call, wide open right now, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or go to our website, saperston.com, go to the Dollar Doctor tab. Under that's live streaming. Click on live streaming, and down in the bottom is a little chat box if you want to put a symbol in. You can put a symbol in, let us know whether you own it, you're looking to buy it, looking to sell it.
There's a gentleman from the Czech Republic. Where,
oh,
I,
yeah.
where I was a few years ago,
You're
actually,
kidding me.
In Prague. No. And he wants to know if GE's going bankrupt.
Is GE going bankrupt?
I wouldn't. I have clients that own it. We have been on our managed accounts stopped out of GE. And I'm not sure that the news you read or the numbers you look at are honest, right? And when something's had that much trouble and so many changes, I stay away from it. So if I owned it, I suppose at this point, let me just look at a chart before I open my mouth anymore. GE turned around at 13, so that's good on the point and figure, and would have a chance of 17 and a chance of 27, but I don't know that it won't have more bad news, and it could end up at $6 where it was in 2009.
There's really no way to know whether they're – I mean, they've got a lot of problems. They're trying to sell off major portions of the business, you know, and some of the better parts of the business. And on the other side of the coin is, you know, they talk about people in what am I trying to say?
I don't know.
I don't know. AI.
The AI, artificial intelligence.
Right? Believe it or not, they're in that area with their healthcare division, which has which is Predix.
Making up doctors?
No, they have Predix, you know, which is in the healthcare area. And, you know, so they have some good things going on. We worry that if they have to sell off the good portions of the company, that's a problem, you know, no question about it. And there's some kind of difficulties in their finance area, that they have some kind of stuff coming at them, you know, from the finance area. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't think they're going to go bankrupt, but you never know. I mean, I've seen companies go bankrupt, and you find out that they had much more bigger problems than anybody realized, you know.
I know that the book value, not to get fundamental, is $7.
So, but anyway, to me, you know, whether they're going bankrupt or not, I have no idea. I kind of doubt it, but it remains to be seen.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Right now, phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541.
How does someone hear us from the Czech Republic?
Well, you don't know if that was true or not.
Ah!
Don't forget, Bill calls from all over the world and tells us he's here, there, and everywhere, right?
Right.
So, I mean, it's possible. Anything's possible.
On the Internet, sure.
Yep, on the Internet, everything's possible, so... At any rate, it was a slightly down week in the market. If anybody's noticed, small caps are starting to roar.
Which is a big deal.
And which is interesting. Although somebody in Barron's this weekend said it's not good that the small caps are doing well. It's not good for the market, you know, because technically to him that means that the large caps or in the general market is in trouble. But that's his opinion, whatever. But, you know, the small caps are up almost 6% for the year now. And for a long time, you know, they weren't doing very well. So, you do notice that, you know, there's still the risk on, risk off, as I mentioned before. You have a little nervousness in the market. They tend to hit some of the previous leaders. And, you know, it was mentioned, I think, in a couple of articles that, you know, momentum stocks are a great place to be late in a bull market, except when it turns.
That's a brilliant statement.
Then that's a problem.
All stocks are pretty good
but momentum stocks are very good in the end until they turn. Then they're very bad because they're going to get hit the most.
There's your S&P small cap. Yeah.
So if you're playing momentum stocks, they will get hit the worst, you know, if the market turns, you know. But, you know, in looking at it, I mean, your NASDAQ's up about 8% for the year. So doing very well. And the Dow is flat.
Not
flat. Absolutely flat for the year, you know. So I don't know whether that's being affected by the rising dollar or, you know, by the tariff news that keeps popping up left and right. But, you know, the Dow is just kind of just sitting there doing nothing so far this year.
It's down 0.02.
Yep. That's why I said flat.
Yeah, flat's all right.
But I guess flat's better than...
S&P equal weights up a half, and the S&P regular is up 1.4.
So you always, you know, realize right now it's more a stock picker's market. You know, in some groups, even though they've been strong, there's some great stocks in those groups. I know I mentioned last week, if you look at the gold sector, there are some really good gold stocks, and there's some very bad gold stocks, you know. So if you're in sectors that are not leading, you have to be really a good stock picker to pick the right stocks in those areas. But just because the sector's not leading doesn't mean there's some stocks that won't do, you know, exceptionally well in that area. So it's amazing to me how many charts I run into that have been going up and up and up and up. Even biotech, which is kind of a mixed bag, there's some great moves in a lot of biotech stocks, and there's some biotech stocks that have been destroyed in here. So gene therapy seems to be a hot area, and you know, some stocks in that area have been unbelievable, you know.
What about self-driving cars?
Who knows? They tend to crash, you know. So I'd be very worried about self-driving
if you
cars.
Ordered a taxi and they came with no person?
Then I would not get in it, no question
really?
About it. No, definitely not.
Not you.
No. But it's interesting, you know, for this year, you know what the leading sector is this year?
Computer services?
No. Energy.
Oh, yeah. Energy.
Energy is now, you know, was the dog down at the bottom, you know, one of the worst sectors now. The energy sector is measured by the XLE, which we talked about before, is up about 8.1% for the year. And even consumer discretionary is up 6.3 still. Technology is up 7.7. Semiconductors up 6.9. What's at the bottom? Consumer staples. Nobody wants those.
Nobody brushes their teeth anymore.
Cereal companies and
cereal. Yeah, Procter and Gamble. Terrible looking chart.
Yeah. Although this week's Barron says, is it time? Are they of value now? You know, but I don't know about that. Remains. Yeah, at some
I
point
have my eye
be,
on Philip Morris International and Altria. I have my eye. I haven't done
just,
anything.
Just keeping an eye.
It's the old bottom fisher.
Remember how strong home builders were. They're the second worst area all of a sudden.
Because of rates.
So, a number of reasons why the home builders have been hit. So keep an eye on the sectors. And I mean, certainly, if you go look at the consumer discretionary, that's XLY, which is the ETF. But if you go look at the components, you can make up a watch list, you know, and say, hey, what stocks are in that sector if you're a person that likes to play the stocks? You know, same thing with, XLE and so forth. You go find a strong sector, then drill down, look at the stocks in the sector, and you can pick out some stocks and put it on your watch list. And however you analyze stocks, you can decide whether you want to buy them or not. So it's a definite way to approach the market. And certainly looking at the stronger sectors first is always a good idea, but you just can't throw a dart, and buy anything that's in
the sector. But it's human nature for us to want to buy something on sale.
Well, that's true.
Because we want to buy the $50 sweater for $10.
Yep. And that's why a lot of people are losers.
Does that mean me?
No, I'm saying a lot of people lose in the market because they think they found the bargain. Some people can do it. Some people, if they've done their homework, they have an approach, they can pick stocks that are really underwater, under pressure, but maybe turnaround situations. A lot of other people, they keep trying to play that and they get hurt because they have no real approach to being able to analyze whether it makes sense to buy something. They always say, what did your father say? You get what you pay for?
He said that a lot.
Sometimes when you're looking at a bargain on anything, you say, oh, my God, these guys will do this a lot cheaper, and then you get a job that's terrible, so you never know. So even in that area, you have to do your own research. Right now, phone calls, phone lines wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And if you want to go to our website, sapriston.com, you can use the chat box to put in a symbol or symbols and tell us whether you own them, you're looking to buy them, looking to sell them. At the website, sapriston.com, the tab, Dollar Doctor, under that, live streaming. And go to the bottom of live streaming and see if you should be able to find the chat box and put something in there. Is there anything in the chat box right now?
It's hard to tell. It says USA. Is that a stock?
Well, it said USA and looking to buy, so try it out.
And UAA, which I think is...
Well, UAA is Under Armour, I think.
Yeah. And that's probably what they meant, and they typed it in wrong. We'll check.
Yeah, we'll see if there is a USA. Well, there is a USA, but...
Not a stock.
I don't know if it's a stock, but anyway. But Under Armour may have turned around, if I remember. I was looking at something the other
USA
day
is,
on it.
USA is Liberty Equity All-Star.
There you go.
Closed-end fund.
Looks very nice, USA.
A's 10.71. It has a wonderful chart.
Yeah. Just made a new high on the recent move up from the bottom. And target's what on that, on USA?
Target is 9.5, and it's at 635.
Yeah.
And check the dividend to see if it's been steady, right?
Closed where?
6:35 it closed.
So it closed above its 200-day, which is a good sign. You know, you'd like to see it hold the
and
6 area.
And it's 50-day.
Yeah, you'd like to see it hold that 6 area, but, you know, with potential upside to 9, pretty good.
Check and make sure the dividend
looks very nice.
Secure.
Yeah.
Under
no
Armour.
And UAA, Under Armour.
Yeah. So if I wanted to buy USA, I would consider it, and if I owned it, I'd hold it. Right?
Sounds good to me.
And now I typed in the wrong symbol, so we'll just wait for the delay.
So now you're going to go into outer space because you put the wrong symbol in.
I know. Here we go.
UAA.
UAA.
Under Armour. And it's flying across the screen.
Closed at 2012. And
nice,
broke the
nice breakout.
Yeah,
beautiful pattern. Holy cow.
And the 200-day at 1595 and the 50-day at 17, so you're above them both.
And potential target?
31.
31. Mm-hmm. And come back down to the bottom of the chart. Let's see where the overhead resistance is. So the next short-term target would be bought about 20...
22, 23.
Yeah, 2023 area.
And then 31.
And then after that,
then
you might
36.
Make it up to that 31 area, yeah. Very nice. And should have very good support, say around 17.5 to 18.5, that general area.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like it.
What do they do, Under Armour? Clothing?
Yep.
Is that expensive clothing people buy?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think it is.
But anyway, that one looks very good. Right now, phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. Or go to the website, sapperston.com, Dollar Doctor Box, live streaming, down the bottom.
Well, now they're giving us questions. Better late than never, right? OMC and MS.
OMC and what?
MS.
MS. Morgan Stanley, is that what that is?
Yeah.
Morgan Stanley.
Yeah.
OMC.
Here we go.
So we'll go to OMC first.
Omnicom. Remember that?
What's the sector?
The sector is media.
Media? Eh. That's my comment.
Well, the chart is trading between the stock, a price between 71 and 78.
Yeah, I mean, if you've done your research, there's some great reason why you like the company. Where's the 200-day?
73.
And where is it now?
74.
So it's hanging right around the 200-day. That's encouraging.
Yes.
And
price objective 87, but don't know much about the company.
Yeah, but basically it came all the way down to what, 66?
66.
Right? Rallied all the way up to 83?
Yeah.
Came all the way back down. So, I mean, on a short-term basis, depending on how you do these things, if you're a short-term player, you'd probably be out at 70.
70.
And otherwise, if you're a long-term player, you could probably wait until it was down to what?
65.
So if you have a strong reason to buy it, I mean, you know, it's, I don't know.
In other words, you're not going to rush out and buy it next
week. No.
Okay.
But it could be a big winner. So, because I'm not going to rush out or probably go to the moon.
Probably.
Know,
so, something will happen.
Right.
MS. Morgan Stanley. Looks all right.
Looks okay.
Tried to sell.
Gave a false sell signal.
Yeah, false sell, wash and rinse at 50.
Which is encouraging.
Closed at 53.92, 50-day at 54, 200-day at 51. Looks all right.
Yeah.
And do you believe in the financial sector?
Yeah, I mean, that one looks okay. I might be out if it went to 49, though.
Yeah.
Yep.
So here we are.
Here we are. Where are we?
I don't know. You look at the right clock. Let's start there.
Oh,
we're done.
We're done.
Right. Don't look at the clock.
I keep looking up at the.
I know you are. I see you looking
wall.
Up there. Yeah, you're on the wrong clock.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Got to look at the computer.
You have
clock.
Been listening to the Dollar Doctors, Willard Sapristan and Peter Greco live every Saturday morning from 10 to 11, rebroadcast from 12 to 1 midnight on the station, live and streaming and archived at Sapristan, SAPERSTON.com. Our website, go there, see what's what. And as we always say, keep a little powder dry, and good night and good luck.
You've been listening to The Dollar Doctor Show. Every Saturday morning at 10, Willard Sapristan and Peter Greco answer your questions about stocks, bonds, mutual funds, retirement issues, and the economy in general. The Dollar Doctor Show is brought to you by Sapristan Asset Management, member of the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, SIPC, MSRB. Discussion of specific securities should not be construed as recommendations to buy or sell, either by Sapristan Asset Management or AM 1520 WWKB. The Dollar Doctor Show is rebroadcast on Saturday night at midnight. You're invited to join us again then or next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. on AM 1520 WWKB.